Welcome to our July the 16th, 2024 weekly devotional. Our title scripture from Psalms 34:19 says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all." Have you ever felt afflicted and had concerns, even despair, for what worse things may enjoin or follow your present dilemma? Probably most of us have. Sometimes it seems there's just no way out of our predicament. In such moments, we need to remember what the psalmist said above, "But the Lord delivers him out of them all." I am thankful that as believers we can fall at the feet of our Savior Yeshua and hope in his sufficiency for our seemingly impossible troubles. Do you remember the scriptures that tell of the woman who had an incurable affliction, a blood condition for 12 years, and decided that if she could just touch the hem of his garment, she could get help? Here are the verses that record the incident in Luke chapter 8, verses 43 to 48. "But as he, Yeshua, went, the multitudes thronged him. Now a woman, having a flow of blood for 12 years, who had spent all her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any, came from behind and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her flow of blood stopped. And Jesus said, 'Who touched me?' When all denied it, Peter and those with him said, 'Master, the multitudes throng and press you, and you say, "Who touched me?" But Jesus said, 'Somebody touched me, for I perceived power going out from me.' Now when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling, and falling down before him, she declared to him in the presence of all the people the reason she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said to her, 'Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace.' When all else had failed, she said to herself, 'If only I may touch his garment, I shall be made well.'" There are two things I want to consider in this incident. First, Yeshua's words, "Who touched me?" And Yeshua said, power had gone out from him. I think it is how she who touched him, and notably the disciples pointed out many multitudes thronged him and pressed him. Then how did the trembling woman's touch make a difference in what Yeshua perceived, the divine power being released without him initiating it? I think the woman's genuine and fervent faith connected with Yahweh's loving kindness and his always willingness to respond to the faith of his people. It seems that genuine faith has drawing power on divine response in the time of our seemingly impossible circumstances. Consider these words of the psalmist in Psalms 34:17 and 18. "The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and saves such as have a contrite spirit." The alternative rendering of the word contrite in this verse could be, "are crushed in spirit." When life breaks our hearts and crushes our spirit, we are well advised to cry out to Yahweh with faith, believing that he hears our desperate cries, in other words, touch the border of his garment as such. When all our own strength and efforts have failed, and we are surrendered to his loving and merciful willingness to deliver us, joy comes soon afterward. The closing scripture from Psalms 34, verses 4 through 7, is written, I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around all those who fear him and delivers them. Amen, and shalom, and God bless you.